Ever watch a movie and can't stop staring at the clothing or wonder why a costume designer chose to dress a character in a certain way? Join Michaela and Samantha, two media production students with a passion for fashion, as we dive into the world of costume design and try to connect the dots between close-ups and corsets.
Hey guys, hope everyone's having a great day and welcome to the third episode of Close-Ups and Corsets. We're your hosts, Michaela Gia.
And I'm Samantha T.
Today we're going to be looking at Clueless, the 1995 American high school adaptation of Jane Austen's Emma, about Cher Horowitz, played by the lovely Alicia Silverstone, who befriends new student Ty, played by Brittany Murphy, and gives her a makeover.
So, for all those who haven't seen the movie, first of all, what are you doing with your life? Second of all, there will be spoilers.
Go watch it right now.
Yeah,
please.
Literally, pause this, go watch it. If you haven't seen it.
It's a cultural moment.
Yeah, like, we're going to talk about this later, but it's been referenced so many times over the last, 30 years since it's come out. This is an iconic movie. So anyway, spoiler alert. Also, in addition to Cher and Ty, the other major characters are Josh, played by the never-aging Paul Rudd, who looks exactly the same.
He needs to drop his skincare routine.
He looks exactly the same in this movie as he does, now. If you told me that Ant-Man and Clueless, he filmed back-to-back, I would believe you. I would just be okay, why would I?
Yeah.
He looks exactly the same. But Paul Rudd plays Josh, who is Cher's ex-stepbrother and love interest. Yeah, that's
Which
weird.
Is
we're gonna go through it. We're
gonna
go through it. It is weird.
Yeah.
And another important character is Dion, who is played by Stacey Dash, who is Cher's best friend and partner in crime when it comes to making over people. So this movie is a moment.
It's part of the cultural memory, I feel like the modern North American or whatever teen cultural memory.
Exactly. There have been so many celebrities, even just in the last few years, that have made references to Clueless, Iggy Azalea and the Fancy music video.
She's literally wearing the yellow plaid getup.
She's straight up recreating the school scene where she's Cher is doing the debate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Iggy Azalea did it. Olivia Rodrigo, people were saying that her outfit that she wore to the White House was a riff off of that, because she was wearing a plaid kind of skirt and blazer as well. Mm-hmm. But it was pastel pink. It wasn't yellow.
You can see the inspiration.
Exactly.
And Ariana Grande also.
Exactly.
I think her one of her music videos also referenced the yellow plaid outfit and everything.
Yeah, I think that first let's talk about this yellow plaid outfit, because when you think Clueless, you think Cher.
The iconic yellow plaid getup. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's on the poster. It's the first outfit that we fully see her wear in the movie. There's nothing about this movie that you can reference without someone bringing up this outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the perfect thing to start the movie off with too, because it fully summarizes who Cher is as a person. She's put together ish but she's still bright and bubbly. But she's still, the blazer gives her, a sense of authority because she's doing, the debate thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, so
she's
she...
She's, a popular girl, but she's not mean by any means.
Yeah, she's the bubbly, sweet, popular girl. And, I don't know if you've seen Heathers, Michaela.
I have not, actually. I know I'm missing out.
Okay, so it's so good. You should definitely watch it. But, Heathers, they have... It's also a high school movie. It's, I think, from the 80s. And, they have the popular mean girls. And they all wear these, same, these blazer-skirt combos. And they each have, a primary color associated with them. And the nicest one, quote-unquote, Heather McNamara is the one who wears like the yellow outfit, which is like very, very similar to like Cher's outfit, which I think is really interesting. Where like she's like the sweetest pop, like she gets redeemed at the end. The other two don't.
Yeah.
You know, that movie came out before Clueless, so like now I'm curious if like that's kind of like a reference, because it's very,
I feel like
it's like a pretty distinct look.
Yeah, I feel like in terms of like high school movies that are like very like iconic in terms of outfits, it's like Heather's, Clueless, Mean Girls. They're all like kind of like in the same like similar boat, where it's like the outfits are like very iconic. Very much cultural moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I feel like, no, I agree with you that this is, like, very, like, representative of, like, who Cher is. It's, like, very, like, preppy, girly, schoolgirl-inspired, like, rich girl, but, like, also with great hair. Like, my God.
Yeah. Okay, rich girl, this girl, like, the opening scene where she's like picking out her outfit,
and she outfit has like generator.
That computer that picks out her clothes for her.
It's
hello, I want that. Where is it?
To
where,
put I, the image it's, in your mind. It's like,
oh my God.
It's like this like little like 80s like Apple computer with like all her with like a little Cher doll, like cartoon Cher in the middle on the screen, and then there's like outfits that like swing by on it on the screen, and she's like using the like computer a like a touch screen, and like it's like okay, this is a match, this isn't a match, okay, here's your outfit. Like,
it is
iconic,
literally incredible.
Also the closet itself is like insanely huge. Everything's like color coordinated and everything, like amazing.
She's fabulously wealthy, but like they still manage to like make her relatable by the fact that like she's stressing over what to wear for her first day of school. I don't know, there's something, I don't know, I feel like it's really hard usually to like have the audience sympathize with like a character who, quote, like has it all, which is how you end up with like, you know, like the underdog story and that kind of stuff, which we talked about like last episode. But like with Cher, she is beautiful, she is popular, she is rich, she is like, you know, like she is well liked generally. She has this like sunny outlook on life, and like you still like her. Like, you know that, like, I don't know, this is still a protagonist that you want to cheer for, because usually like a lot of stories are like the main character doesn't have it all, so you want them to have it all. But Cher, like, has it all, but there are things she still wants to do, and you want her to be able to achieve those things so she can get even more, you know?
One of them...
I think that's really fun.
...is being able to drive, which very much relate to, because I'm, like, 23, and I still can't drive. I went into the Service Ontario yesterday to get my, like... my G1 that I've had for like 5 years renewed, and they're like, you can't do that, girl, what are you doing? What are you trying to do? And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and like, okay, this is actually like a really big plot point, and like, straight up, she spends more time before her like driver's test like picking out an outfit that'll make her look like
a better driver. She's literally like, oh my God, like, where's my shirt? Like, I need an outfit that makes me look like I can drive and like I'm responsible, and like,
yeah,
honestly, like I feel like I would do the same thing.
Yeah, it's her Olivia Rodrigo. No, just kidding. Olivia Rodrigo's song is about getting her driver's license.
Unfortunately, not the case here.
That's two for two on the Olivia Rodrigo references today.
Yeah, but yeah, like Cher is a girl who is like, it's not about how people perceive you. It's about, or I don't even know. Like, Cher is a girl who knows that like a certain outfit can like get you what you want. Except like, for when it doesn't in this case.
And like, she is like, I don't know, she's calculating, but like she's never seen as manipulative. Like, when she approaches Ty and wants to give her a makeover, you can tell she's being like genuinely authentic, that she like wants to help Ty.
Yeah.
But, like, also, like, at the same time, if you think about it critically, you're like, this is kind of condescending. But, like, I don't know if it's, like, Alicia Silverstone, like, her acting. Mm-hmm. But, like, behind Cher's eyes, you can tell she wants to do it because, like, she's nice, not because she thinks, like, Ty sucks or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Because she's, like, it's kind of, like, weird saying this. But, like, Cher almost kind of, like, thinks of Ty as, like, a bit of a charity project. But, like...
Yeah. But, like, you still don't dislike
Cher. It's, like, a very strange dynamic. And I think that is actually kind of sort of addressed at the end of the film. Because, like...
Yeah.
I guess let's talk about Ty. Like, basically, at the beginning, she's, like, new kid. Like, they describe her as, like, tragically unhip.
She's dressed as kind of, like, she looks like she kind of just picked whatever out of her closet and was like, yeah, this is fine.
Wearing, like, a big black baggy graphic tee, like, in flannel and, like, these, like, baggy green camo pants.
Yeah, like, she doesn't look like she wants or cares necessarily about getting a makeover, but then Cher's like, no, I'm going to help
you're
you,
getting
actually
a makeover.
Yeah. And what's fun, I think, about Ty is that, like, I feel like in any other movie, Ty would be the protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is the, like, the Katie Heron of Clueless, you know?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, for sure.
But,
she's, like the underdog.
Exactly.
Like, new kid who, like, comes and, like, gets a makeover. Which, like, traditionally would be, like, I guess, like, the protagonist, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, you know, but, like, when she... And Ty is never painted as, like, a villain, but, like, also when she tells Cher that she's a virgin that can't drive, you are so angry at her. But, like...
I feel like, but also, it's, like, you... Cher kind of, like, blames it on herself, because she's like, oh, my God, like, what have I created?
Yeah,
which is, like, interesting.
A monster. Which, like, yeah. I think that is part of why Cher is such a likable character, is because she has, like, she's, like, incredibly self-aware, but also incredibly self-unaware.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the movie is called Clueless because Cher is just clueless. Like, she kind of, you know, walks around kind of, like, being bubbly and happy, and, like, she sets, like, those two teachers up because she wants to get her marks up. And, like, it's, like, you know, like, everything for her is just, like, a fun little project to do. But, like, beyond that, though, like, she's actually, she's, I would say, like, she's pretty self-aware of her own flaws. And, like, like, she gets into an argument with Paul Rudd's character, Josh, at one point, which we'll get into him later. But, like, she says, like, oh, do you think what? I'm just, like, a ditz with daddy's plastic or something like that. Because he, like, implies that, like, she should just be shopping instead of, like, helping them out with stuff. With, like, lawyer stuff, because that's what her dad does. And, like, but like, she's actually, like, I think Cher has a lot of book smarts, but not street smarts.
Yeah.
That's how I would define it.
Yeah. I guess, like, we can go back to, like, the Clueless, like, yellow plaid outfit. It's kind of like she wears that to her, like, her debate. And, like, it sounds like from the way she says the stuff that she doesn't know what she's talking about, but then when you actually listen, it's like, oh, like, she's kind of, like, starting to make a lot of sense. And also, I don't know if this counts as fashion, but cute note, her gum is also yellow, which
oh
is
my
like
god, yeah,
I love, like, the color coordinated down to the gum.
Incredible.
Amazing.
And yeah, like, going back to Ty, like, when Cher kind of gives her makeover, Ty kind of starts dressing like a mini Cher.
Yeah.
Like, she's Cher, but, like, slightly less sophisticated. Mm-hmm. Cher, but slightly less, like, preppy. Like, she's wearing, like, the plaid and, like, the sweaters and stuff, but, like, they're still in these kind of...
It's, like, a different color palette.
Yeah, like, she still maintains that kind of, like, skater, like, the muted blues as opposed to, like, the baby blues that Cher has in her color palette. And, like, she has, like, maroons and she has greens and stuff. Like, the color palette is still definitely Ty's, but
the
actual
themselves are,
yeah,
like,
clothing,
very, like, girly schoolgirl preppy kind of like Cher, just not in, like, the pastel, like, primary color kind of color palette that, like, Cher would, like, normally wear.
Yeah. And actually, so speaking of another character who kind of dresses like Cher, but not really, Dion, Cher's best friend. So she's introduced, like, her and Cher are introduced pretty much, like, one after another. And, like, Cher's like, yeah, this is my best friend, Dion.
Which you can, like, right away, you can tell.
Exactly. Like, and, like, Dion is wearing, like, similarly a kind of, like, you know, blazer and, like, a little skirt. And, like, she's kind of coordinating with Cher, but, like, even so, she has, like, a bit of an edge to her. You know, she's wearing a little hat. And, like,
Dion wears a lot of hats. And honestly, I dig it. I love hats. Yeah.
I love it. How she was allowed to wear those in school, I don't know. Was it just, like, I feel like my school was so, like, up their butts about, like, oh, don't wear hats indoors.
It was so dumb. Yeah, no, like, it was, why?
Yeah.
Because in this movie, like, everyone's, like, wearing some sort of, like, thing that would, like, totally be dress coded.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Those, like, even cute little heels. Dudes,
like.
Oh, my God.
Dion is, like, Cher, but, like, a little bit more edgy, a little bit more sophisticated, a little bit more grown up.
She wears, like, jewel tones and, like, as opposed to, like, the pastels. Like, one thing that I will say about Cher, Ty, and Dion is that all of them wear red. And all of them wear, like, multiple shades of red. And I think that's pretty cool because, like, it's not like Cruella where she has, like, every character has their dedicated color palette. Or, like, even, like, Heather's, like we mentioned before, where every character has their, like, dedicated color palette. But, like, it ebbs and flows, and I think it's really fun because it allows the characters to wear more things, but it also, it lets them wear more things, but it also still lets them maintain individual style. And I think that's super cool.
Because, like, even though Cher and Dion kind of, like, they're wearing, like, similar things, they're, like, not wearing, they each have their own, like, individual, like, style.
Like, it's like they kind of took, it's like getting, like, an essay topic, but then using different sources.
Yeah.
Or, like, the other way around. But, like, they started from, like, a similar kind of idea of what they wanted to wear, but then took it and, like, made it their own. And I think that's, like, super cool. Dion, like you mentioned, is, like, more mature a little bit than Cher. Like, she's got the more sophisticated color palette and, like, jewel tones, which jewel tones are, quote, like, more adult colors. Like, they're definitely more put together. And, like, I will say, like, Cher is depicted as this, like, girly, kind of, like, sweet, innocent.
Yeah. She almost kind of looks like, I don't know if I said this before, like, a Barbie doll. Or, like, that a little girl, like, kind of, like, put her outfits together for her. But, like, a girl with very good taste in clothes.
Absolutely. But yeah, Dion has a boyfriend and Cher doesn't. And, like, that is kind of, like, a defining factor that, like, makes both of them, like, really different from one another and both of their, like, points of view almost. Because, like, Dion has Murray, who low-key is kind of really underrated.
Honestly, on, like, multiple watches as I get older, I think he's, like, one of my favorite characters.
Really?
Yeah, like, okay, because he's, like, he's kind of, like, the opposite of, like, Cher, almost, in terms of, like, fashion and, like, smarts, almost. Like,
yeah,
Cher, like, starts out ranting about high school boys, right?
And, like, how they suck and they don't know how to dress.
And how they're, like, all low-riding and, like, greasy. And, like, Murray's, like, literally, like, that guy. Like, the camera pans over to, like, his friend group. And then, like, that's who she's talking about. And, like, Murray's, like, in that friend group.
Yeah, no, but, yeah, seriously.
He, like, dresses like he's, like, a slacker, like, a low-riding slacker. And then, like, he comes up to, like, Dion and he's, like, a woman.
Oh my god.
Or like something.
And then she's like, don't call me woman, like, I told you I don't like that. And he goes on this, like, feminist, like, little talk about how
he,
like,
goes on, like, a feminist rant. And he's like, I don't even remember what he says, but he says it in, like, such an academic way.
Yeah, like, it's like he read it in, like, an article or something.
And it's just, like, but yeah, he's, like, low-key, like, one of the smarter characters, I feel like.
Yeah, like, I mean, he picked up on, like, Christian being gay.
He has gaydar, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, somehow Cher and Dion, for all their talk about, like, being able to, like, get people and, like, acting like, you know, they're just, like, the authority on things, they didn't pick up on.
Somehow.
Respectfully. Okay, let's get into Christian.
Wait, can we also talk about the fact that Murray can drive?
Oh, yeah.
Can drive. And Cher and Dion can't.
And he has to, like, talk Dion down when, like, she accidentally gets on the highway because she and Cher are too distracted by, like, learning the fact that, like, Christian is gay to, like, keep their eyes on the road.
And then, like, they start freaking out and screaming. And Murray's, like, the only one who can drive, but he's not the one at the wheel. So good. And he's, like, he's the one, he tries to keep his cool, but then he doesn't because a giant truck is, like, about to run them over. But, yeah.
Oh, my
God.
Very
amazing moment in the movie.
And then, yeah, okay, so, yeah, getting back to Christian, he is so gay.
So gay.
Like, he's introduced. So after Cher goes on her, like, little rant about how, like, men don't know how to, like, high school boys don't know how to dress, and, like, they're always low riding, and, like, they don't wash their hair, and, like, all that kind of stuff. Straight up, she gets to class, and then the teacher's like, oh, we have a new student. This is Christian. And he's wearing this, like, you know, tight fit, like, little shirt and, like, slacks.
He's wearing, like, a belt. He wears a belt, unlike the other ones.
He's wearing, like, these, like, nice shoes. Like, he's not wearing these, like, ratty sneakers.
His hair is, like, slicked back. He has a little, like, pompadour.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah.
But, yeah, like, very much, like, you look at this man and you're like, yeah, he's not straight.
Yeah, like,
no way.
Respectfully, men who dress like that in high school either already have, like, a partner who picks out those clothes for them, or they're gay. There's no, like, single straight guy in high school who dresses like that. Not in the movie. I don't think in real life. Like, all the guys I knew that I went to, I mean, I went to a uniform school, but, like, otherwise, like,
oh, yeah, same.
Even if they dressed well, they wore, like, a t-shirt and jeans, you know? They weren't wearing these, like, nice, like, dress pants or anything like that to school.
Mm-hmm. Christian knows how to dress himself, and that's not a straight thing in this movie, at least.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And, oh, like, he's, like, what were you saying before? That, like, when Cher finds out that he's gay,
she's just like, okay, you can be my shopping buddy. Like, she's, like, sad about the rejection, like, so for, funny, like, 2 minutes. And then after, she's like, it's okay. I'm good. Actually, do you want to go shopping? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, well, he still knows how to dress, and, like, he's, like, appreciates pretty and aesthetic things like me. So let's be best friends anyway.
Yeah. Which, like, is so funny because, like, eventually, like, the guy that, like, Cher ends up with, which is Paul Rudd, Josh, he's just, like, in our notes, it just says, just a dude. Because, like, literally, he's just a guy. He
literally, like, I think I've seen, like, multiple men dress like him, like, on whenever I go into class.
He looks like his clothes have been washed a lot. Like, they look really soft, and, like, the colors are faded. Like, you can tell this is a man who bought, like, one of each color of, like, the same shirt at, like, Blue Notes, and then wore them for, like, the next 5 years. Like, yeah. That's the kind of guy
he is. He dresses himself, and then he's like, okay, pants, shirt, sure, a flannel. All right, check. I'm out the door.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah. Except for that, like, there's, weird, like, this one outfit.
He's dressed like he's in the Matrix. He has, like, his hair's, like, slicked back, and he has sunglasses, and he's wearing, like, this, like, black, like, jacket, and he's reading, like, Friedrich Nietzsche by the pool.
Yeah, like, he's reading, like, a philosophy book by the pool, and he's, like, completely dressed in black.
Oh my God. I think,
which is, like, hilarious to me.
If I recall correctly, this is when he's, like, dating that girl from his, like, college that's, like, super smart and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he's, like, trying to, like, pose up for her, but, like, he just looks silly. Like, and I think that's, but it's, I think it's a really smart move on, like, the costume designers and stuff, because it's, like, how do we show you that this character isn't being themselves without explicitly saying it? And you change how they dress, right? And, like, the same goes for Ty. Because like by the end of the movie, after she and Cher have like their little mishap and like all of that,
she kind of she doesn't go back to dressing the way she was before, but she kind of like finds like a happy middle ground. Yeah. And she also like kind of like gets the guy that she was like originally into at the beginning.
He was like the dorky like Travis skater dude who like Cher was like, he's not good enough for you.
Yeah.
But like, you know how women be, they just point at a guy and they're like, that one, I want that one.
I don't know why, but I want that one.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, so Josh, also we haven't addressed the elephant in the room, which is that like technically they're like ex-step siblings or whatever.
Josh and Cher. What is it about Hollywood movies and like dating your step sibling?
Do you know other movies like this?
No, but I feel like it's like a thing in like Hollywood movies. It's like somehow like, wasn't it a thing in like, I can't remember, but like, I think it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's like a silly little quip that people make a lot. But yeah, so contextually, just to clear the air, they're not like, because like Cher's mom died when she was young, right? And so like,
they're not related.
So her dad remarried several times and like divorced several times and like gained stepchildren and then but then lost those stepchildren in the divorce or whatever. So like, and Josh was just like one of those. So like technically they're not related. They didn't grow up together. So like it's okay. But also it's just weird. Like you couldn't have made them like family friends or something.
It's a weird thing when it's like you have to be like, oh, they're not related technically and they're not family technically anymore.
Technically.
And it's like,
yeah.
Okay. I guess besides that, it's like cute because like Josh like knows like her dad and like Cher is like a daddy's girl kind of and like,
oh yeah, it's really sweet. Like you understand why like they wanted to establish that he had a relationship with her dad and like her relationship with her dad and you're like, okay, like this is someone that like, yeah, exactly.
This makes sense. Yeah.
But yeah, so I feel like Josh makes sense as a love interest, just like contextually where they placed him in relation to her is like really weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I agree. It's really fun that like she is someone who clearly puts a lot of effort into her appearance. So originally she thinks that like she wants someone just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Christian. Exactly.
Christian, who turns out to be gay. And then she's like, oh, sugar honey iced tea, I'm in love with Josh. Like it's a whole thing where she like can't figure out why she's like mad or like upset about like Ty having a crush on Josh, and then she's like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. Like I would argue that she's very book smart but not very street smart. Like she's not sorry, I was gonna make a D&D reference. There's like a distinction between that and D&D. And I hope my boyfriend can't hear this. He's in the other room because he's gonna make fun of me. But yeah, like I think that there's a distinction there, and like that's where the movie gets its title from, is that she's clueless about like social interactions. But like she's like actually like a pretty intelligent person.
Mm-hmm. She's like an intelligent person that also happens to be like very clueless about certain things.
Yeah, but I think that's her appeal. I think that's why we like her as a character and we don't find her like insufferable. Mm-hmm. Is because like you can tell she's like doing everything out of the kindness of her heart, and like she's very like naive in like social relationships.
She's very like relatable in terms of like coming of age as a teenager, and I think that's like part of the big appeal of the movie.
Once again, like we said at the beginning, if you haven't watched Clueless, please go watch it. Go watch it. It is so good. It just it's iconic for a reason. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think this like just about wraps up our episode.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So we hope you guys enjoyed listening.
Go watch Clueless.
Exactly. Fun fact, We re-recorded this because Michaela wasn't recording the first time we did this.
I had to sit down for a moment and I was like, oh my God, I didn't record. I was like,
yeah,
no, but had to happen at some point, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah. Anyway, but yeah, hope it doesn't happen again next week.
Yeah, next week we are going to be watching and, or I guess next, not next week, next time, we're going to be watching and analyzing The Devil Wears Prada. Very fun. Meryl Streep.
One of my other favorite movies.
Anne Hathaway. I haven't seen it in years. Like, I saw it when I was a kid, so I'm really excited to watch it again.
So good. I think, no, I'm excited to, like, pick it apart and analyze it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it for this episode of Close-Ups and Corsets. Tune in 2 weeks from now where we will be discussing The Devil Wears Prada. Hope you guys have a good rest of your day or night or afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this. Bye.
Bye.